Hello, good evening. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. How are you doing this afternoon?
Fine.
Hello? Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. Does anyone on your member of your household work on a radio, television station, or a newspaper,
no.
or any advertisement
nope.
agency? Or maybe,
nope.
Any political campaign?
Nope.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, actually, as I was telling you, as you are aware, very few people are actually voting non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor or County Commission, right? Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes you? You will vote on non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor or County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th. Would you definitely vote? Very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, very likely to vote. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
thank you. Also, by the way, with which political party are you registered?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background, sir?
European.
I mean, if you can say it, right? You know, if you would like to say
I'm white.
White. Okay, thank you so much. And what is your age? In between 36 to 45? 36 to 45. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Right direction. Wonderful. Thank you so much. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better, right? Corruption in local governments,
mm-hmm.
crime in
mm-hmm.
neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, quality in life like growth and development, floating sea level rising
you
in environment.
You may just choose one thing, or can I choose two?
Yeah. I just had option for one of them, one of those that I was saying.
I would say just housing affordability.
Housing
is
affordability.
That an option?
Yeah, that was a housing. And perfect, perfect. Thank you for your opinion on that. It is a non-partisan election, right? If the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describe you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate or Republican candidate? Would you be definitely vote for Democratic, probably lean slightly for Democratic, or definitely vote for Republican, probably, or lean slightly for Republican?
I don't lean either direction, so I don't care.
Okay, you will be like on the side of those.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, thank you. You would now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate it as well. What about Carlos Jimenez? Would you be very favorable, somewhat
neutral.
Favorable?
Neutral.
Neutral. No opinion.
Yep.
Thank you, thank you. And Rosie Cordero Stotts?
I don't know who that is.
No, don't know. Okay, thank you. Never heard of her. What about Alonso Alfie Leon?
I've never heard of that person.
Never heard of him. And Joel Carollo?
Very low opinion.
Very
low.
Whatever
the lowest opinion is, yeah, he's corrupt.
Very unfavorable. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Belongs in jail.
And what about, thank you. And what about Daniela Levin Taba?
No, neutral.
Neutral, no opinion. Okay, thank you. And Eileen Higgins?
I've heard that name, but I don't have an opinion.
No opinion, thank you. And Miguel Solomon?
I don't know who that is.
Don't know. Oh, thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And Fabian Bassett?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, or somewhat?
No, I'm just somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. What about Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
I know the name, but I don't know anything about the person. So,
okay,
no opinion.
Awesome. Thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
Extremely unfavorable.
Extremely unfavorable.
Whatever the most unfavorable is, he gets that one.
Very, very is the most here. Okay, thank you. And Francis Suarez?
Unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. What about Maria Elvira Salazar?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you so much. And Vicky Lopez?
I don't know who that is.
Don't know. Thank you. And the last one is Joe Sanchez. Have you heard of him?
No.
Not at all. Okay, thank you for that opinion. You will now be asked a few short questions about August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, from whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
I guess Eileen Higgins. I've never heard of her, but I just would never vote for Joe Carollo.
Okay, thank you. And if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom you will vote, Eileen Higgins or Miguel Salomon?
I don't have an opinion of those two.
No opinion. Thank you. And once again, if the primary elections were made today for the Miami County Day Commission, among the following candidates, for whom you will vote, Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. And do you disapprove on the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't even know what she does. I have no opinions.
Don't know. Okay, no worries. Thank you.
Never
so
heard
much
of her.
For that. I understand. See, most likely these questions are in regards to her. Let me just read it to you real quick. You will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate it makes you more likely, less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins or in elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it sure will make you no difference, you can indicate it as well. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayers' funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. What do you think about that? Would be much less likely, or no difference? Somewhat more likely. Thank you so much. And if Eileen Higgins gave millions of taxpayers' dollars for foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project for Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to the residential neighborhood?
I'm very favorable of a train to Miami Beach.
Okay, so it will be much less likely for you.
If she supports it, I'm very likely to vote for her.
Okay, very likely, much more likely then. If Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions, let's say for corrupt big developers who are pushing in long-time residents from their homes, right, by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Thank you so much for that. And since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most affordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than building in Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made the worst, especially for pensioners and fixed incomes. What do you think about that one, sir?
I would definitely, somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, thank you. I just have a couple of more. During these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. What would you think about that one, sir?
More likely to vote for her.
Much more likely, thank you. And the last one on this one is Eileen Higgins says that wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received the F score in transit mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and roads to so many of the residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs of people not getting to work in time. In one case, Higgins cut off a stop of to an 80-year-old woman. This is very late and result in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to her closest bus stop and taking expensive alternatives like Uber and Lyft. What would you think about that one?
I don't want 80-year-olds to have to walk in the heat, so I guess somewhat less likely.
Someone is like, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you. And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions. This one about the August primary elections in Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom they will vote, Eileen Higgins or Joel Carollo?
Eileen Higgins.
Thank you. Once again, if the primary elections of the Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom they will vote, Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
I could care less between those two.
Okay.
No opinion.
Thank you. And if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County were held today, among the following candidates, for whom they will vote, Eileen or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
No opinion.
Thank you for that. I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample, right? What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, sir?
University.
University. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Remember that your opinion always counts, right? That's most likely this the purpose of it, right? Appreciate it, sir. Also, I wish you a wonderful rest of the day.
Same to you. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.